So every week, we check in with our friends at America's Test Kitchen on what they're working on. But you know, when I was just a beginning cook, my best friend and I would share our subscription of Cooks Illustrated magazine, which is what they were called before they called themselves America's Test Kitchen. And we read every issue front to back. We were deep into it. In fact, my friend went on to work there, but we read every issue so much, we knew all their quirks, like their white-hot passion for pan-roasted chicken breasts, and their obsession with American desserts with odd names. I'm not just talking about Betty's and Buckles, I mean Slumps and Grunts and Sonkers. So I knew the day would come when they would say to us, hey, let's do a segment on the show about Sonkers. And today is that day. What is a Sonker? And how do you make a great one? That's what Tucker Shaw wanted to talk about with Sally.
Hey there, Mr. Tucker. Good to have you back.
Hey, Sally. I love being here.
So I want to talk to you about the reason we have such bizarre names for fruit desserts. I mean, I don't quite understand why there are so many. I mean, we all know what a cobbler is and a crumble. But, like, what's a Betty?
A Betty. We love a Betty.
Okay, I knew you'd so know.
Right. There are so many fruit desserts that are baked that have sort of funny, silly names. And I think that has a lot to do with they're sort of fun things to eat. So why not have a goofy name? Betty is usually apples. It's layered with breadcrumbs and baked into sort of a pudding.
Okay, so kind of cobblery, kind of crumble. But what about a grunt? What's a grunt?
Oh, a grunt, also sometimes called a slump. So a grunt is very similar to a cobbler, but whereas with a cobbler, you would dollop biscuit dough on top of the fruit, a grunt or a slump is baked under dumpling dough. So it's a little bit less flaky, a little bit more elastic, but no less delicious. And it's named for the sound that the dumplings make as they bake. They kind of grunt a little bit.
Oh, I love that.
I've got one more to throw at you, Sally. Have you ever heard of Sonker?
No, I have not heard of Sonker. What in the world is a Sonker?
A Sonker is a cousin of these other fruit desserts, and it's super localized in Surry County, North Carolina. And the epicenter is Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Which is Mayberry, RFD.
That's the place. You know it. Andy Griffith grew up there. They shot the show there. And in fact, if you go to Mount Airy now, you will see a lot of the exterior locations they used on this show.
And what does this dessert taste like? What is it?
It's very similar to a lot of the other baked fruit desserts, but it's much, much juicier. If you can picture a baking dish filled with super, super juicy baked fruit, either berries or peaches, covered with a relatively thin but still cakey batter, much like a pancake batter on top. And it's baked in the oven where all the flavors just deeply intensify and the top turns a lovely, lovely golden brown.
Sounds delicious.
So you start with 2 pounds of strawberries. You can also use blueberries or peaches. And this is a great place to use that fruit that's like, you know, a little bit past its prime, a little bit, you know, imperfect. Maybe it has a bruise on it. But, you know, bruise schmooze. You're going to stew the heck out of this stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You can also use frozen berries here as well. You'll have to bake it for a few extra minutes, but the end result is essentially the same. So you take your berries and you combine it with a cup of sugar and a hit of salt. Then you stir it together with a very quick slurry of water and cornstarch, and this gives it just a little bit of body. You transfer this fruit to a baking dish, and you stick it in the oven for about 35 to 40 minutes. Now, meanwhile, while that's baking, you're going to whisk together a very simple and very familiar batter. It's very similar to a pancake batter. So it's flour, baking powder, a little bit of whole milk, and a lot of melted butter. I know this sounds kind of rich. We're actually using a stick of melted butter here. But here's the thing, you need to have a good amount of fat in this batter so that it floats on top of the juice. You see, that fat is lighter than water. And if you were to use a batter with less fat, it would actually sink into the juicy fruit and turn it sort of chalky, sort of not really the rich, vibrant color that you're looking for.
Okay.
So you take this batter and you drizzle it on top of the fruit and you stick it in the oven for another half hour, maybe 3/4 of an hour, depending. And what you'll pull out of the oven will almost look like a yellow cake from the top. It will just be golden and sort of like faintly brown. And you'll stick a spoon in it and you'll just hit through that super lightly crisp top and descend into this warm, really syrupy pond of stewed fruit that is just intensified by all that time in the oven.
Wow, surprise on the bottom. It sounds beautiful.
It's gorgeous. And you must serve it in a bowl because it will just run all over your plate and be a mess. Now, sometimes in Surrey County, you'll find it served with what's called dip, which is essentially a thin sugar and milk sauce that you drizzle over the top. Huh. But we also love it with ice cream. So I say go for the ice cream, especially in the summertime.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what else, though? What a great place for all those times when you're in the farmer's market and you see berries that are going over the hill and you don't grab them. Now you can grab them and freeze them, and you've got this great dessert to make.
Totally. And you can freeze them and use frozen fruit all year round.
I love that. Great idea. Thanks, Tucker.
Thank you, Sally.
Tucker Shaw heads up the Cook's Country team at America's Test Kitchen. And you can find their recipe for lazy strawberry sonker at our website, splendidtable.org.